Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Every month, we have been putting out for many, many, many years now, the weekly Ascension Energy Forecast, yeah. And we've been putting out Ascension Symptoms, oh my goodness gracious, for over 10, 12 years now.
Closer to 15.
Okay. And yeah, really. And because of the extraordinary events that happened in April and the near-death experiences that Sri has gone through, the miracles that have manifested through our community, we have been called to expand this energy and thereby to shift our Sunday radio show a little bit into a more formal weekly energy forecast update. So thank you for joining us on our first official one here in May. And we want to share with you that we have a phone line that we encourage you to call into. And let me give you that number. It's 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. If you want to ask us a question in real time, if you're having an experience and you want to know if this is what's going on with the energy, ask us your questions. And of course, ask us for your mini soul reading requests. I'm always honored to share those with you as well. And additionally, if you would like to chat with us in real time, while there is a chat at the official Sri and Kira YouTube, today, Sri and I are only able to jump in on the live interaction at the chat that's happening at onenesstalkradio.com. So forgive us. I know if you're looking at us in one place and chatting in another. And we will try to jump into the YouTube chat if we can. But again, give us a call. Jump in the chat. Welcome to May. Welcome to a journey into the core unlike any we have taken before. And that was not meant to rhyme. That was an accident.
Whose 10-year mission is...
Yeah, yes, exactly. The journey into the core where none have gone before.
Well, it is kind of fun having
it
these,
is fun.
These computer monitors and the call board and everything here.
And
everything's
you.
Working with YouTube.
Yeah,
it's looking
great.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll tune into the chat there in a little while. But for right now, I want to stay focused on delivering some energy, some love, some information, and hopefully a conversation that you'll participate in. I noticed the call board's starting to fill. That's great.
It is great. And also, my angels, remember, stay with us because at the end of each one of these weekly energy update, we are going to be doing an energy practice in real time to assist you to float through the week, to help your week flow better. And again, we are doing all of this as our heart to your heart and invite you, please spread the word. Let people know about this. Have them join us over here at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. Let's get as many people on this chain as we can. And so my angels, welcome. And Sri, you know, here we are at the core. And I think if at its core, you and I did not first say hello to all of our Mastery Mentorship members, especially after the miracle they created yesterday and the opening of this core energy when we gathered, I think we should really just bow and say thank you and acknowledge all of you. Thank you.
And I'm just delighted as I'm playing with computer number 3. everything's working. We're streaming at Oneness Talk Radio. We're streaming at Facebook. We're streaming at YouTube.
Woo-hoo!
We're streaming out into the 17th dimension.
33rd, baby. We got to go here.
I don't know if we have the power,
yes,
Scotty.
Yes, we do. These are my 33rd crystalline dimension earrings, so it has to be the 33rd crystalline dimension.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, totally.
All right. I'm going to turn that off and stay here.
Thank you.
So, listen, we are now at Cinco de Mayo, May 5th.
Can you believe the serendipity of that? I love that.
And Cinco de Mayo is certainly a festival, but it's also, it's fun for us to acknowledge that we are at a time that you should have a smile on your face, even if you're going through or have just gone through what we refer to as the dark or darker night of the soul.
Yeah.
The smile is that the resurrection awaits. The smile is that creation energy is here. The smile is that, hey, we're all here together. You're going to get through this, whatever it is, and we will all be better for it.
And we already are. You know, do you feel the shift? You know, it was fascinating. The other day I was sharing with some beautiful beings that I was in communion with that day that It felt like we were having a day out of time almost on May 1st for Sri and I. It was very much that moment. It was like April had culminated and, you know, we had that profound life and death and that whole to the core energy, our version of illusion or illumination. And how about you? You know, how was your April? And so yesterday on our show, Explore the Mysteries, this is what we talked about, was really harvesting that April energy. But then on May 1, we felt this kind of day out of time.
Yeah,
it was almost like an inability, like slugging through. You ever have those days where it's like, you know, maybe this is one of those days where I'm just supposed to meditate all day. And you do, you know, and that, you know, bringing me back to one of my favorite Gandhi quotes, which was, you know, when he was confronted with too much to do in one day, he would look at his assistant who gave him all this work and say, ah, then I will have to meditate twice as long. Because indeed, if you spend that much more time, the answers come that much faster and you're able to assist yourself by getting things done in what seems like superhuman feats of time, because what you're doing is just saying yes to the divine input. And this is what this core energy has brought us to, this C-O-R-E. And as we have now transitioned into this full May, so it's kind of like we've turned, right? You know, we're now into this full May.
May is official.
We're here. And if you've not watched the video right here at Official Sri and Kira, please watch the May forecast video again. Watch it for the first time, because there is a chart in there that we also showed to our Mastery Mentorship team yesterday that we did, which illuminated from January all the way through to December of this year and how these energies are playing out. Why is that important? Because of this month. This is the gift, right? This is the month that's the gift.
One of the things, you know, that it just came forward in my consciousness was the reminder that there is a flow, and that when we align with the flow, we're free to go forward. I had to pick up on a rhyme.
Yes, he did. He really did.
But here's the essential truth of that.
Let's hear it, baby.
When we live our life in a calculated manner, meaning I have a goal and I'm setting a strategy and I have a strategic
plan.
Meaning
when we think we're in control.
Exactly.
When we're in the illusion that we think we're in control. Okay.
We get to practice all of those empowerment techniques that are honing the ego how to feel like it can orchestrate everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a step along the way of discovering that we have some influence. However, when we relax the need to control and instead say, I'll trust the flow that is animating my body, my mind, I'll trust the thoughts that come into my mind, I'll trust the words that come out of my mouth.
Right.
When I'm in that trust, then what happens is quantum wisdom and quantum time. The reason I was thinking about this is we were talking about how Gandhi said, I'll meditate twice as long because I have twice as much to do.
Right.
It wasn't about a linear thing of how many hours are in the day.
Exactly.
It was about the quality of the energy that he brought forward to the work, meaning I will relax my own mind, my own need to control, and let the flow meet the needs.
Now, imagine that, to allow your flow to meet your needs. So as you gaze into this week, as we are in this core moment, one of the experiences of May that we shared yesterday on our show is that this is very much about the core. But this core is a radiation. This core is an amplification. This core, this C-O-R-E, means that we are in the center of resurrection energy. So therefore, everything that was playing out in front of you in April was giving you that resurrection moment, that opportunity to lift through density. And I know that Sri and I have been talking about this a lot, but we really want to invite you into this recognition that you cannot play yourself off this game board. There are so many presenting urgencies that is it not any wonder that anxiety is at an all-time high? Mm. Is it not any wonder that people are freaking out, that there is this entirely new energy that is being presented onto the planet that are all of them offshoots of a fear-based experience? And so that's the gift of May. And that was the gift of April and all of the energies up until April. Remember, we had those three huge supermoons, right? January, February, March. Then we had that April illusion or illumination bringing us into this May core journey. This is actually a moment of peace. I mean, imagine, I'm going to open up a little bit. If you're seeing us on Oneness Talk Radio, yay, our first successful broadcast, or at YouTube or anywhere else. You see this beautiful core here that Sri and I have put up? Okay. The reason that's there is because when you can free fall into the core, which means that the ego no longer has any control over you. It means that you are absolutely not only ready, willing, and able to see the truth of who you are relieved to be there. And when you can free fall into the core, then you enter into this void of peace where all of your true, sincerest manifestations are able to birth. That's the gift of May. May is a gift. And I really feel that we need to really open with that. And the phone lines might be full. So if you're trying to get through and we're blocked, we might, I don't know, but it looks like we might be full.
We got about eight folks standing by.
No, it's 25.
Oh,
yeah. And so
it's off the screen.
It's off the screen. Anyway, so hold on if you're listening, because we will get to you and you can hear us while you're listening. And hold on to the phone number, guys, 517-208-1500, because as soon as we would say hello and goodbye to someone, we'll clear a line. But remember, we want to talk about the gift, and then we want to start bringing in the gift of you and help you guys steer this conversation. We want to be here to answer your questions.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that it's always funny to me how one little word will spark a whole cascade of associations and recognitions.
Yeah.
What is a gift? Really? Have you ever received a gift and you go, no, that's not a gift?
You know, I love it. This is a great conversation.
you know, a gift is something that is thoughtful and enhances you, your experience. You know, when a person puts thought in giving you a gift, they think about what you might need or enjoy. Well, you think the universe has a handle on what you might need or enjoy?
Well, but here's the handle the universe has. The universe has the handle on the energy you're emitting.
Yes.
And so this is where we go back to, and I really am enjoying the what is a gift question, because sometimes the gift is having your intestines ripped out.
Sometimes the gift is a dark night.
Right. Sometimes the gift is having to be traumatized beyond any level of trauma so much so often that you can no longer allow trauma to be, you know. And so, you know, this is the gift that we went through in April that brought us here now.
Yeah.
And yet right next to that, the gift of May is the way I experience it, is that this energy of May, this core energy, is this gift of, we're going to give you this month to really love yourself. Mm. We're going to give you this month to really be good to you. And this is what Sri and I want to offer you today in the second half of the show, are all the things you can do in May that will really ignite this energy and stabilize you into the gift of loving you. Because in June, there is coming a massive ascension frequency adjustment. I'm going to say adjustment/attunement. And it's very, very profound. And I'm not even going to start talking about it till the end of this month, because this month is a gift. And we need to all stay right here, right now, and say yes.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you had not harvested the gifts of your experience in April, you would literally not be here now.
Quite.
You know, so guys, this is like really meaty stuff. Not bad for vegans, huh?
Oh my gosh. You know, since we're playing, I just want to, I want to talk about perception for a second, and then let's get to the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
So often people rely on their perception to craft their reality.
Yeah.
And that, again, everything's good for learning, but perception is part and parcel with the illusion. We can perceive beyond the illusion once we've trained ourselves to look beyond the illusion. But when we first start noticing that which we see, it's kind of like the show me state. I don't believe it unless I can touch it, you know, that kind of thing. Well, I was having a fun little perceptual thing as I lifted my cup of tea up.
Uh-oh.
And I want to show you.
Because of the color, it's picking up the portal.
I have.
Oh, Sri, there it is. No, wait, put the portal up. His beard is a portal. Oh, we love. Hey, okay. Guys, you love
so
that.
I'm
oh.
drinking stars.
Okay,
right now.
So do you guys not love who are watching us on YouTube that Sri is drinking the universe? Oh, there it is, drinking from the. Oh, we need green mugs. Yeah, that is great.
So here's the thing. Once some years ago, when I was in a very meditative experience, I was actually camping on the beach alone, and I'd been out a week, and I was going deeper and deeper. I sat on a log, and I had my hand down on the log, and I had relaxed my worldly perception so much so that when I looked at my hand on the log, it began to dissolve, and all I saw was the log. My hand was no longer there, or was it? From a perceptual standpoint, I was looking through my hand. So this is not a drug phenomenon. This is nothing other than the receptors we use to engage the shared reality can shift. Let's just put it there. Our perceptions can shift, just like this a little example with the mug. And so it's important to recognize what is beyond the seer, what is beyond the phenomena, because that brings us to the core. And this is part of the opportunity in May, as we relax beyond our needs, as we relax beyond our desire to control, as we relax into the joy of simply breathing. Simply being, then this flow, this universal compassionate flow that is orchestrating everything, the tapestry for the greatest expression possible. And sometimes that means we have to go through an illness. Sometimes that means we go through a beautiful aha or a kundalini breakthrough. You don't know. What happens, happens in divine timing. And the more we can relax into the, I trust my life, yeah. I trust the universe, the easier it gets.
Well, you know, Sri, I love that you're sharing that. And so since Sri just queued that up so beautifully, one of the gifts that we're going to share with you in the second half of the show is that if you are at this moment in your life where you are really going, okay, I am ready for my Ikigai moment. Remember, we're going to talk about that. So if you are at that moment of that passion, that I know this is what I am here to do. I know this is why I'm here. This is why I get up in the morning. This is my Ikigai moment. If you're feeling that you haven't been able to experience that or break through that, I've had so many people writing me, with all my heart and soul, please consider giving yourself the gift of taking navigating the inner matrix.
Oh, yes.
Okay, please.
Yes.
And if we want you to do this so much that if you just send an email, to support@selfascension.com that says, I want NIM. Okay, I want NIM. We will send you a coupon for 20% off. I mean, that's how much we want you to take it. And you can take it without a coach or with a coach. It is really affordable. But the NIM program will assist you to get to that breakthrough moment, because after that, we enter this journey we call the golden ray, where actually one of the practices you learn is exactly what Sri just demonstrated when he was on his camping journey. It's how to recognize the dissolution of that which seeks to hold you back and to discover the union of that which you are. And I want your heart to feel that, because that's all part of that journey into the core. And this is the other gift that you're going to hear us be talking about this a lot, and please tell everybody you know. But with this June Ascension Frequency Adjustment Attunement energy that's coming, there has been a rapid opening of galactic portal, multiple dimensional portal energy, which is how you can navigate this moment successfully. And we're going to get to our callers in just a moment. And I bet we have some questions on that.
I bet we have a portal.
I bet we
open.
Have several. And and so we are going to, for the first time, discuss how these energies are playing out, how you can harness them, how you can break through them, and literally become that ninth dimensional anchored ascension awareness being in form. So please come join us. It's a $22 donation. We're going to be spreading that donation money all over the place. Join us. Please come and just, it's two sessions. It's Tuesday, June 4 and June 11. You can find it at our website, sriandkara.com. So I really, really wanted to talk about this, because all of this knits together.
It does, for sure.
You know?
It does, for sure. And part of what we're going to do, we're going to say hi to some callers.
Hey, I have green.
You don't? Oh, hey, you have
a check this out, God. Forgive me.
We're having fun.
I just realized I had green on the back of my cup, too. So, okay, guys, we're being geeky. I'll turn my cup around now. Okay, no more geekiness. Sorry, guys, we are playing with green screen.
Just a segue to our callers here. It's important to remember that everything is permitted.
Yes.
Your life is great. Go
yes,
for it with gusto. You
yes,
can't mess it up.
No.
You can have some rather, I, from my perspective, some rather tragic sidetracks. However, everything is grist for the mill. Everything is there for to enhance your wisdom and your capacity to serve.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
Remember, no matter what anyone is teaching or telling you, you're still taking it in and deciding what you're going to act on.
Absolutely.
Now, that said, given the energy of May, I encourage you to begin to really take your life joyfully seriously this month. When I say joyfully seriously, that doesn't mean there's anything missing that you have to be overly serious about. What it means is follow your joy.
Yeah.
And be serious in your commitment to that.
And in your ability to witness the witnesser, right, who is witnessing, because this is the month where when you are in your own core, the way to navigate it successfully is to recognize it for what it is. It's not the truth of who you are. Anything that comes up is merely that in density that is most likely seeking to be the final remnant that will stop you from hitting your mastery moment. So if you are getting a lot of flack, if you are feeling a lot of resistance, celebrate that you're literally there. You're right there. Just hold on and love yourself enough. All right, let's pop over here to the phone line tree because we have so many people holding and we're going to drop right here and we've got, it looks like Anthony from South Dakota. Hey, Anthony, namaste, angel.
Namaste and hola. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, muchísimas gracias.
Felicidades.
And a happy resurrection to you, Sri. You look marvelous.
Thank you.
Agreed.
And you really do. What town was the hospital located?
It was in Cuenca.
Cuenca, Ecuador.
Cuenca, Ecuador.
Cuenca, Ecuador. Okay, so now I know if anything comes up about a shroud or something, the shroud of Inca, I want one of those. Okay?
You got it. Yeah, yo, trust me, there's a lot coming up here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And I hear you.
And I also would like to say the app is awesome.
Thank you.
I love the app. And I particularly do love Sri, the gift of the Om Aum. I do that every day.
Thank you.
And man, let me tell you. Let me tell you, it sends me to cloud nine and beyond. Mm. So
Beautiful.
It's beautiful practice. Yeah, I love it. And you guys together, you guys are rocking it with the wardrobe. Kara, you had something to do with that? Because Sri now is... You guys match, you know? You guys are really talking.
You know?
Girl, you had something to do with that, right?
Oh, just maybe a midge.
You know, I was pretty... Here's the deal, Anthony, and this is off topic yet on topic.
Yeah.
Now that I have gone to death's door and back...
Twice.
I'm kind of at that place of, why not?
You guys are eating now. Kara's got two, and you have two.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought the same thing, Anthony. You're right.
So it's like wear your best, be your best, have fun, and let's share and love each other more.
Why not?
Yes, and it reflects. It looks. You guys look great. You guys
Thank
look
you.
Awesome.
Thank
and
you.
I would. I'm going to go to the. I have a question for the AAEs. Which I'm pretty sure have been upgraded. I've recently been experiencing my knees swelling, but my ankles swelling. Sometimes my calves would swell, and it would come and go. So I'm wondering if you could speak to that, if whether it might be, you know, included in the AAEs, or is it some medical thing I might need to go check out?
Well, you know, it could very much be both. You know, sometimes when we have an AAE, if we don't address it early enough, or we don't recognize it early enough, it can manifest into something else. So I'm not going to rule out that it couldn't be something else. But Anthony, I do want to share this with you because I was seeing this all around you as you were sharing. So it's kind of like a mini soul reading as well. You are being invited
well,
right
I'm
now.
I'm going to ask for that anyway.
Well, I kind of got that, my love. So I'm putting it all together for you. So you are being asked right now, and I don't want to say you're being pushed. You're being asked, but they're kind of like they've got your hands and they're kind of saying, well, come on. It's like the reason this is all around your feet and your calves is it's like you're still stuck in the mud. It's like you're halfway in. And so you're either half in or you're half out. And they're saying you got to go all in or all out. And that you're literally, it's imagine if you were standing in a lake bottom up to your calves and they'd been standing there a long time. They're going to feel waterlogged. They're going to feel swollen. They might be a little painful. And so they're saying also that, and I think this would tie into a physicality of it, make sure they're saying, get in your bed and put your feet up on the wall and stare at the ceiling, do the portal practice while you're doing it. Notice what you feel in your legs and see that which you have been waiting for manifest because this is the moment. And so our body, once again, the greatest gift we have, it will always point to where we need to go. So thank you for reminding us all about that today, Anthony. And I love you so much, honey. It's wonderful to connect with you.
And you as well, both of you as well. And I love you so much with all my heart, both of you. And thank you. And yes, we need to learn. People need to learn the miracle of the smart body. You know, we got the smartphone and smart this and that. Advanced technology is smart body.
You're right. Right? You got it.
Yeah. And before
bye, Angel.
Okay. Oh.
Go ahead, honey.
I'm just going to add something, Anthony, before we say goodbye right now, is because I sense there's a couple other people that are benefiting from this conversation about the swelling and the circulation. You know, your circulatory system is about circulating your joy. And where there's a part of the body that swells up, there's a two-pronged message. One part of the message is you need more joy at that part. And the other part is your body's trying to correct something. So Kira's metaphor of stuck in the mud is very appropriate. It's what's happening here is it's time to move forward. It's time for you to take a quote risk in a way you haven't done it before. And also in a practical sense, elevate your legs, make sure
and gaze up at the ceiling.
And gaze at the ceiling and say, I'm stepping into my next chapter. I accept my life. I'm stepping forward. And that kind of energy and motion will help you move through any sense of stuckness that the body's offering.
So there you go. You just got like words of wisdom from the Avesa Master Intuitive, Sri Ram Kaur. So medical intuitive wizard
thank
genius.
You.
Yeah.
No.
So Bono.
No, thank you for sharing.
Thank you, my love. We love you, Anthony. Bye, honey.
Namaste.
Namaste. All right. We're going to move to St. Charles, Missouri. And it looks like maybe Lorelei is on the phone. Namaste, beloved one.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I just really feel like I've known you guys from a past life ever since I've tuned in years and years ago. And, you know, I could really ask about many things in my life right now, but I really want to just trust what a mini soul reading would deliver for me and for anyone listening.
That makes me want to cry. you know, first of all, my love, I want to share with you that it was interesting. I actually skipped somebody to pick on you, which was kind of, I didn't even realize it until afterwards, but the mouse literally pulled to unmute your line. So I need you to hear that, right. that there is a definite connection there, a definite energetic connection there, because it was just, I swear, it was like the Ouija board moving, you know? and so, of course, that is a very divine and deep and beautiful honor to remember and thank you. It's the first thing I want to share with you. Second thing is that is part of the energy that is the reading, so to speak, which is around you right now, the way they're describing it, and I really am grateful that you said, and for others who might be feeling this, because there are, it's like a mist. And it's interesting, if you're watching me on YouTube, you can see my hands. It kind of like, I watch it and it kind of curves in toward the heart, then it comes out again, then it goes around where I feel it coming in through the back by the spine, heart center, and then coming through here again. So it's a very, but it's a mist, and it's very, as I breathe into it, it's very expansive and it's very smooth, but it gets easily kinked because it's too complex. And they're saying that it is time for you to recognize that often that which is the most obvious is the simplest and what has been in front of you the whole time. It's almost like you're coming back to where you started. You're coming back to the beginning, but you're coming back as the wise elder who would be shepherding the newbie through that same moment. And so this mist is ready to, and as I share it, I'm really feeling it between the shoulder blades, by the way, really feeling it there. And it's ready to just be relaxed with your breath. And I would strongly suggest the Om Aum practice that's in the app. You know, that's, it's free. If you haven't downloaded the app, download the app, do it.
I've downloaded it. Perfect. I have the intention to start.
All right. Well then see that, trust your guidance. See, you already knew. So that's the gift. And that's going to start a huge unwinding of a mist that's been around that will open up the next step in ways that are just going to blow your mind. So thank you for bringing that to all of us today. I am just delighted to share this moment with you.
Wow, that's really profound, because I was wondering if I should bring up, you know, I have had this cyst on my chest around my higher heart chakra for quite a while. And it always seems to get bigger around times of profound growth and shift for me within my heart. And I wonder, you know, I have times, is it an opening? Am I clearing? What am I doing? And I really think that I'm just learning to love more. I'm learning to love so much about life and have so much more gratitude. And I just want to share that with others. And I've really changed from where I come from my heart, when I speak to others. And I would really like to have some guidance on what I should do for work. Because right now I've just been so confused and I really want to get my energy out there. I really feel like I could be a powerful person and I don't want to put my energy in the wrong place.
No, I'm just gonna stop you, because I've got all these other people holding. So I want to get to more people and I want to answer you. Two things were being said when you were sharing right now. All they kept saying is just do it. You already know. You are, I'm laughing and I'm looking you straight in the eye. You already know what you're doing. You already know what you're supposed to do. So just go do it. And stop with the doubting words. You listen to the rebroadcast of this and listen to the way you presented it, and you will giggle and you will laugh and you'll be like, you know what? You're right. I am ready. And you are. And we love you, Lorelei. Thank you for being here today, honey.
Thank you so much.
Namaste, Angel. All right, Tree. So now we're going to go right here. We've got, it looks like an unknown wireless caller. It's a mystery caller. All right, mystery caller number one.
929
Welcome
area
to the show.
Hello. I always have a mystery. I always have numbers that everybody says, like 11111 shows up on the call ID. So this is Pauline from New York.
Hi, Angel. Welcome.
This is the first time I've listened to your show, so this is my, I'm like a really new person.
Wonderful. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. I'm glad your heart found you here today.
Yep. So I don't really know what to ask you, except it sounds like there's soul readings. It sounds like a mini thing. That's what I'm getting. That's what I should ask you.
Well, then trust your guidance. And first of all, Angel, I just want to share with you that, you know, Sri and I have been on the air now for almost 15 full years, and our phone lines always max out. So the first thing that I just want to affirm to you is, and I giggled when you were talking about I show up as the 111s. Okay, first time you watched the show, first time you called in, you got picked. So, you know, that,
know. Isn't was that the one you skipped to? Was that the one that got skipped over?
Yes, yes.
I felt that when you said it was me. I'm always the third one. I always get the third call.
Well, see, so what I'm loving here, and really, and it's so funny, because the only thing around you right now are all these I'm going to use the word deities because there's angels, but there's other types, and they all have this beautiful kind of like, almost like the sequins I have on, like this shimmery, silvery reflection, and they're all dancing around you, and they're all dancing in many different ways, and they're like tickling you, and they're saying, remember when it used to be fun? It's time to do
that. Yeah, that's what I want to. Yeah, I'm glad you told us the message about having fun again.
That's what they're saying. they're just tickling you and do it. And they're saying it's time. They're saying you know how to do this. It's time to do that again.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, then you know what, my angel, make sure that you do it. And I love that you got through on our first weekly update in May, because that's what this week is all about. It's about loving yourself into this core energy. And thank you for bringing the reminder for all of us that are listening, because Sri and I know that every caller that gets through on our show is a surrogate for many others. So thank you for reminding all of us to remember that it is fun and that we deserve to let it be. And so thank you.
I just won tickets the other day. I went to see a Beatles tribute band.
Wow!
It was so much fun. I never went to a band and really enjoyed myself like I've never done before in my
life.
For you.
Well, congratulations. So hey, right on. And I love all the things that are happening around you. So thank you, my love. Keep
Many
listening.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye, Angel. All right, Sri, and let's go right here. It looks like Woodbury, New Jersey. Is that Maureen? It looks like. Hey, Maureen.
Oh, aloha, namaste. Happy Sunday and every day to you, Sri, and Kieran, everyone.
And to you.
I'm so filled with joy. I kept having flashes this morning that I was going to get chosen, and I really appreciate it, and I am super excited. And I want to congratulate everyone for their support with you and me. And I'm just so gracious for all the blessings of being here with you and all the inspiration. And exactly what you were speaking about the energies, is exactly what my week was like. So I want to, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, my love, the first thing I want to share with you is, as you were sharing, I saw your face appear here with your beautiful smile on it. And I know Sri did too. So it's like you're here, right here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And so I guess I'm supposed to first share with you the energy of here and send that to you right now with your beautiful smile. And as I do that, I hear it's like your reading is coming from the land here. And I'm feeling this very almost like waves of energy in my ears. Like it's like I hope I'm not talking too loud because my ears are so full with this wavy like energy, and it's like this huge heartbeat is lifting up and coming up out of the earth, and I feel like it's lifting through me. Like I feel like I'm sitting up, I don't know, 30 feet tall, and I feel this energy lifting up through me, and that's where I'm seeing you again. Only now I'm seeing you in your ascended presence, and you're telling me to remind her.
Yes.
This is you telling you, and she's saying, remind her that everything she needs is already being showered toward her, that the light she seeks is within, that the illumination she has claimed has already begun, and that the next steps have been revealed. And then she's turning around and I'm watching her with her hand. It's her left arm. And she's like throwing shimmers and sparkles at you. And she's saying, don't forget, you're a queen, you're a fairy, you're a goddess. Be that. And so it is. Thank you, my angel. Thank you. Thank you for that gift.
Oh, thank you for the gift of you and you and Sri and Kira. I'm just so gracious, and I can feel the pulsation, the wave, everything go through from my feet all the way up to my heart and out through my crown.
Yeah.
And I'm just feel like I'm experiencing an illumination right now, and I feel like I'm sitting right next to you, and I'm just over the moon and stars and galaxies of graciousness. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Mm. We love you. Namaste.
Many, many blessings.
Whoo, namaste, my love. Whoo, wow, Sri, wow.
Well, you know, what's interesting, as the energy has been rising, I was just noticing our little video transmitter is declining.
So we get told, like, you know, good transmission medium, right? Is that what you're talking about?
The little red lights blinking, saying their frames dropped.
And it's you guys, and this is that core energy.
So we hope those of you that are watching the live stream are able to hear everything okay, because it's an interesting phenomenon.
It's a really interesting phenomenon. And I think, you know, the other thing that I think is important to talk about here is that this creation energy that we are in is very much has brought us to this core, and that center moment is now. And this is, I don't want this to get lost in the translation, so to speak, that we are at that center moment. So how can we navigate that center moment? And this is what we were talking about in the first half of the show, that, you know, as May opens up, and especially this week, Cinco de Mayo through the 13th, is that about right? Yeah. So this is a very important week as far as giving yourself the blessing of centering, right? We are at our center. And so what brings you to your center? What is your inspired experience that always calls you back? And this would be a really good week to try a 1 week disconnect test. And I really encourage you to do it. If you could really say, okay, in this week, I will not look at any mainstream news. I will not look at anything that would cause me to judge another or to increase polarization. If I am engaging something, even a TV show, there are movies even I won't watch right now. It's not that I don't enjoy them. It's just that I know when I watch them, they activate an energy. This is a week, as we are in our center, this is a week to be creating from that which brings us the greatest joy, that which brings us the opportunity to really see our truth and not be afraid of it.
Yeah.
And to witness the ego and to, again, move forward with that responsible centering experience.
You know, to witness the ego is a magic phrase, because so often, like being in the movie theater, we become hypnotized by our life.
Right, right.
We're in this holographic screen, and it's, you know, people are trying to create virtual reality. Hey, folks, you're already in one.
You are.
This is the virtual reality.
Welcome to the virtual reality.
And boy, they did a good job when they crafted it. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need goggles. Mm-hmm. And so as we're able to, if you want to use the movie theater analogy, is you're able to notice that you're watching the movie and then get behind the projector screen and notice that what's being projected is amusing to the watcher, and and you are the watcher watching the watcher watch.
Yep.
As we begin.
That's it. I mean, that is it.
As we begin to cultivate that detachment, nothing is lost.
No.
There is perhaps a moment of awkwardness as you practice this, as you cultivate the skill of honing your consciousness. Because when we are able to be the witness of the witnesser witnessing, we are then free to lift. When we are immersed in the hypnosis or in the Velcro moment, and the Velcro moment could be an emotional reactivity, but let go of that. What if you're having a quote unquote lovely day, but you're completely in the hypnosis of the conventional reality? Then that energy will limit your capacity at that moment to lift. It will limit your ability to take in the bigger picture, because you're very much attentive to that picture.
So let's show you a picture while Sri is sharing this. And we're going to put up the core pyramid. And I think this ties in dramatically with what you were just sharing.
Yeah.
And this is the expanded multidimensional overlay of the pyramid of spiritual awakening, and how we can expand ourselves well beyond this one density perception, how we can gift ourselves with the opportunity to be. And so I really want you to just take a moment here and recognize that this is layered, right? These are many dimensions that are layered right now. So you see at the beginning there, the density consciousness, it looks almost like an open pair of wings. Well, that is a very broad energy that is an awakened density experience. And This is part of what Sri and I are going to be going in depth with in the Journey into the Core happening in June. Get to SriandKira.com right there on the events page and get registered for this event. It is a $22 donation. Your donation will be helping so many beings across the planet. And let's get this energy out there. Let's get ourselves anchored and understand how these cycles create and how we can, when we hold ourselves in the higher frequency experience, it is then that we can sincerely shift the energy, because we cannot shift the energy from the density consciousness that it is being created in. We can only lift through it and thereby expand our divine presence, thereby expanding the illuminated experience. So I wanted to just kind of pop that up. I'm going to go back live, Sri. There we are.
Yeah.
And this is important to know.
You know, many, many teachers and people have shared the famous Einstein quote that solutions are not found at the level of consciousness that created the problem. Well, Einstein was also talking about ascension.
Yes. Yes.
That is your level of attainment. You know, when you say, I got a good beat on things, I know what's going on, your level of attainment is your veil.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can't see beyond that sense of knowingness.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we relax, when we're able to let go of all need to control, releasing judgment, then the universe will naturally lift us.
Yes.
Naturally, you'll begin to widen your perspective. And then, as we talked about earlier, the energy of the witness witnessing, the witnesser, becomes more of an everyday experience.
And you wind up kind of hanging there. And this was the conversation Sri and I were having this morning, that in the energy and the intensity of our April illumination or illusion experience, in bringing us to our core, and I really invite you to watch yesterday's show. If you haven't already, please go to Oneness Talk Radio and watch yesterday's show. You'll see it right there under Explore the Mysteries, or at YouTube, right here. No, we haven't posted it yet. Never mind. but this is a moment where in that authenticity, in that experience that we have all been called to,
right,
what center is calling to you? And this is why, again, I want to kind of point to this beautiful vortex or portal that we have here. If you can visualize yourself free falling out of the ego, the universe has so much in store for you.
Yeah.
And we have so many people waiting to speak.
Well, I
please.
Yes, 1 second.
Absolutely.
1 second. Because if you're having trouble letting go, then, my beloveds, there is content in your shadow, which is the subconscious part of your ego, that is keeping you from trusting the unknown. And this is very normal. This is, everybody goes through this. And I was reminded a day ago by one of our lovely listeners that the forgiveness practice is a liberating cleanse.
This is a 7x70 forgiveness practice that we've been offering to our students for years, and it's free. We put it right back up, right?
Well, and because of that, I put it right back on the homepage at SriandKira.com, right down opposite the video, the monthly predictions, because it's a 7-day cleanse. You do some journaling every morning.
It'll
and every night.
It'll blow your mind.
And what it does is it frees you. It brings your energy back into present time.
Exactly.
So that then you can get on that joy elevator. You're not held back by repressed garbage. You don't need to carry it anymore.
And you know, it's really, we cleanse everything else, right? We go on a cleanse for our body, a cleanse for our health, but why not a cleanse for your spirit? This is a 7-day spiritual cleanse. It's free, and you can claim it on our homepage at SriandKira.com. When you get to the homepage, just scroll up a little bit and you'll see it. As Sri mentioned, it's right opposite the May predictions video.
Yep.
And so, yeah, please check it out. So, Sri, let's go back over here to our call board. And I see that we have somebody who's been waiting here from, looks like, Kilgore, Texas.
Yep.
All right. Namaste.
Hello,
welcome.
Texas.
Hi, Texas.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, this is the first time I have called in, and my birthday is today. I was born 5/5/55.
Wow.
And I asked Spirit to give me a gift.
Beautiful.
Wow. Wow. We are just so happy.
Because I've been by myself healing for 4 years. Well, I've had a few company, but I've had to let go of everything. And I would love to hear what you come up with.
Hmm. First of all, just hear how loved you are. My heart just sang as I started listening to you, and my heart always sings when it's a first time caller and you get on the air, and then 555, this is such a magical moment for you. And what I'm loving about this magical moment is that there is this, okay, the way they're describing it to me is, the energy of Shiva, by the way, is the five. And Shiva carries this beautiful trident that is actually a trident of illumination. And what they're showing me is that you have an opportunity in this moment being this cycle. And I'm not talking about like a year from now. I'm talking about like now, like you really have this opportunity. They're showing me you sitting in a chair with your back as straight as you can. And your arms are just kind of like on the armrest, you know, just kind of sitting there like this. But as you're sitting there, I can feel behind you this, it's like wings coming up, but they look like a lotus. So they're three petals. And then this energy of destruction, resurrection, creation as one. And they're saying that if you really allow yourself to look at that which is done as dissolving, to create that which your heart is calling, you will stand up resurrected into that which you have been dreaming. And that's the message this incredible group of masters that sits around you has asked me to share with you today. And I am honored to share it. And I thank you for the gift of meeting you, my love. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Allow old to dissolve and new to come through.
Yes.
We love you so much, Angel. Thank you.
Yeah, be with
many blessings. Just breathe, relax, and be. And stay with us for the meditation. We're just about there.
We celebrate you.
We love you, honey. Namaste. Wow, Shri, my heart. Namaste. Oh, my heart. My heart aren't all your hearts just beating? I mean, this has just been such an amazing day. And Shri, how do we get to this point so quickly? Yeah. So beloved ones, I do want to share to all of you that are still holding, you're welcome to stay on the line, because if you're hearing us, this is a powerful week. May is a moment where this week is about loving yourself enough, about receiving the gift. Imagine that somebody just rang your doorbell and you opened it up. And the most beautiful wrapped gift you've ever seen was handed to you. And you looked and said, who is this from? And they said, you. It is from you. It is a gift you ordered long ago so that you would not forget. And it was a gift that came at the exact right moment. And all you need to do is recognize it is there. And this is how we would like to begin the meditation that we are going to end today's show with. And we are going to just continue into this space and this journey together. And when we are done, Shri and I will just do a quiet namaste. But we want to invite you to recognize that this first week in May, this core month, is about finding your center and allowing it to become your support through the gift of you.
So as we gather together to relax into this deeper level of truth and connection, it's important to first become comfortable where you're seated. Oh, I'm all mixed up. And there we go. It's clear now. So where you are being supported, wiggle your body as needed so that whatever you're seated upon is supporting you as opposed to creating any discomfort. And then the next step is bring your attention inward. Simply follow your breath inside your chest. As I breathe in, I feel the breath expand my chest. As I breathe in again, I feel the breath expand my belly. I send the breath all the way down to my abdomen. Breathing in fully, exhaling fully, allowing the rhythm to become natural. The in-breath is full and complete. The out-breath is full and complete. Continuing to breathe in, and exhale, allowing the breath to breathe you. There's nothing to control. The air comes in and the air is released. I am relaxed. I am relaxed. And in this place of relaxed connection, the energy of peace surrounds you. The energy of peace is your anchor ship. It's a signal that all is truly well. And with each continuing breath, the deepening continues. And the wisdom of your soul is accessible. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide. Any thoughts that come forward, you simply observe. And we, in this beautiful space, offer this declaration. I relax now into my divine flow. I relax now into the core essence of my being. I am not this body. I am not this mind. I am the divine essence, enjoying this form. I am joy. I am connected to an infinite source of light and love. All that I seek is finding me, and all is truly well. Allow yourselves to be with the truth of those declarations. Be with the truth of your own sacred journey. For in the silence, your peace is assured. You can trust your core. Trust and love. Trust and love. All is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.